Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. And good morning to you, Dolly Bergman.
Good morning, LaVon.
Well, you know, it is tree time, and we're going to talk a little more about that. But let's start with Trees Forever. Just in case somebody hasn't heard of it, doesn't know about it, what is Trees Forever?
Well, Trees Forever, the Atlantic Trees Forever was started in 1992. What I call the corporate Trees Forever is based in Cedar Rapids or Marion, and that was in 1989, I believe they started. It's been an all-volunteer type organization, of course, though it is a 501c3, so they've got all that established for things. But the basic thing is just to enhance your communities with trees. They do work jointly with the power companies across the state. Atlantic is kind of a unique situation. Yes, our Atlantic Municipal Utilities is not kind of a part of Trees Forever, but because Atlantic is served their gas through Alliant Energy, we can receive funding through that connection. Otherwise, we probably wouldn't have had the opportunity to get all of the trees that we have.
And yes, that funding is so important. There's local input from people, but there's also this funding that comes from somewhere else. It just sort of makes things happen.
That's right. It does. The Atlantic Trees Forever, like I said, started in 1992. I and Dave joined in 1999 shortly after we had moved back here. Dave has always been real interested in the trees, and one of his questions shortly after I quit working at the chamber was, this was something maybe the two of us could do together. Because there were so many things that, you know, like most married couples, you're each heading your different directions. So this was just one of those things that we started doing together and have been doing together since then.
What are some of the projects in the past? We're going to talk about the future here in a little bit, but let's just bring up to light, people may not know, some of the things that Trees Forever has accomplished.
Well, we've planted trees at the cemetery several times, the high school, the middle school, Schuler, the bike trail, actually out by the valley area. We've done trees at each of the entrance signs in town. One of the bigger areas that most people probably drive by is the corner of Highway 6 and 71. Many people will refer to it either as the cemetery corner or the Walmart corner. Mm-hmm. All those, East Ridge Park, several of the other city parks in town. So we've pretty well covered it from the east to the west. In the last couple years, Schilberg was one. This spring we planted at the dog park. So
You've dug a lot of holes.
Yeah, fortunately, Larry Bowman has a tractor with an auger, so not all the time has it been by a shovel. So that's nice.
And so members can help plan and help, obviously, dig holes sometimes, put the trees in the holes, whatever. But you also meet on a regular basis.
We do. We meet the second Monday of the month, which this October would be the next one. It'll be Monday, October the 14th. It's 7 o'clock, and we do meet now at the Boulders Inn meeting room. We try to keep the meeting to just an hour because I know everybody's busy, and I'm one of those. I happen to run the meeting, and lots of things that you were training, meetings shouldn't be more than an hour. Maybe a couple minutes, but definitely an hour. If it needs to be any longer than that, you reschedule another meeting.
Too much sitting and brains don't work.
That's right. Yes. Definitely.
Yeah, so that's good. And is there a fee to be a member?
No. No fees at all. Actually, all I'd ask of you is if I could get your email address so I could email you a reminder of when the meeting was. And just come.
Okay. Find out what's happening with the Trees Forever. Now, you have, obviously, you have these projects off and on, and I guess you have some coming up here soon.
That's right. This fall, we will be planting trees out at the Cass County Memorial Hospital. There's an area kind of east of the hospital, kind of down a little bit of the slope, that basically hasn't had trees in that particular area. So we'll be planting there. And hopefully, if everything works out okay, we will be having the help of the high school students. They've always, you know, done their in-service day in the spring. They've moved it to the fall this year, and that's Wednesday morning, October the 16th. And hopefully Joanne Runyon made sure that we were on the list.
I think you are.
because I think that's always a nice project. I think that the students always enjoy helping. They helped with Schilberg the 1 year. They've planted the trees up there by the track. 1 year was an in-service mm-hmm. project, so they have been very active in helping us do that. So this should be a pretty good project for them.
And so that says to me, you know, there are some people who don't really like to go to meetings. They don't want to be in on all that, but they could still volunteer to come and help with the trees.
Oh, yes, definitely. No problems at all. You're more than welcome. Yes, I'd love to have you come to the meeting just so you kind of know what's going on. It helps, and it's easier that way. But you do not have to come to the meeting. If you're interested in doing any of the plantings, you can feel free to contact me. We can make sure that you know when that's going to be. You know, it'd be nice to just bring your own shovel.
Yeah, have a sharp shovel. That helps.
Yes, yes, yes. To fill those holes.
And now, what about watering all of these projects? You know, at home, that's one challenge. But now we're talking about all these other areas. What do you do about water?
Well, fortunately, like the city parks and Schilberg and those, the Parks Department follows up real well with those. The cemetery, over the years, Roger Davis has done a good job of following up there. Larry Bowman will, in certain areas, just kind of, he's come in and followed up, especially when we've had a dry summer. Otherwise, wherever it's at, it's kind of up to nature and who's ever in charge of that particular area.
It'd be nice if somebody would adopt a tree and
right.
say, I'm going to make sure this gets at least an
yeah.
inch of water every week.
Yeah, that would be great. Unfortunately, we just don't have the manpower to do some of that. But I will say from, you know, when we go around and look at the trees where we've planted and stuff, they really have done well. There's a really good percentage that still are mm-hmm. out there and have done well.
Well, one of the things that says to me is that you choose appropriate trees for Southwest Iowa.
That's right. That's very important. Some trees just are not meant to be grown this far north. I mean, we don't think of ourselves as really as north, but for trees, there is a difference. I mean, you know, you can't plant a palm tree. It's just not going to make it, of course. Well, probably couldn't even get one.
Probably, right. Let's hope not,
yeah.
actually.
Yeah. But, I mean, you just need to know which trees work the best for the area, and you will have a much better chance at having those trees survive once they are planted. And I said, give them that initial chance to get going.
And some of the folks at on Trees Forever would know that, but I would also say Iowa State University can head you in the right direction. There's much information available, so just check that out. And then before we went on, we were talking about when you go to pick out a tree, maybe you should look at the tag to see where it came from.
That's right, because usually the tag will tell you information about the tree, and even possibly say something about the zone that it's will work the best for. So, you know, make sure you look at that. Find out, you know, like I said, we talked earlier, sometimes we're called zone 4, sometimes we're called zone 5. So, you know, if you get something that doesn't fit those, maybe you better look at
and
it.
And don't just assume because you can buy a tree somewhere in Southwest Iowa, it's still going to be a good tree. Sometimes that doesn't happen. So kind of check that out a little bit. Now, we wanted also to talk about tree cities.
Right.
Atlantic is a
Tree City, USA. And I'm thinking it's 17 years now. For some reason, when I went to go look, I could not find my exact date, but it has been awarded that for the last 17 years. There are four primary things that you have to do to qualify for as a Tree City, USA. One, you have to have a tree board or department, and Atlantic officially, Trees Forever is your tree board.
Okay.
And that actually fits their requirements for that. You need a tree care ordinance, which the city has an ordinance, and if you look at it, you can actually see that online. It's pretty lengthy. The community forestry program has to have an annual budget of at least $2 per capita. So that means whatever the city spends on, say, repairing, taking out of dead trees, if they actually planted trees, and what Trees Forever does during the year, we need to spend at least $2 per capita. So we're just a little over that 7,000 population, so we have to spend right around that $14,000 or, you know, a little more to make sure that you've got some cushion there. And with what, between the two, the city and what Trees Forever does, we're can usually make that. Sometimes we're getting a little close.
Push it a little out.
But what's important with that, though, you don't realize, you can actually give a dollar value to your volunteer hours.
That helps immensely.
That really, really helps. So that's why when I go to an event, I make sure everybody signs in. So if you're at something that Trees Forever is at, always sign in. That helps me know exactly how many people we had there. The fourth requirement is that you have to have an Arbor Day observance and proclamation, which, like I said, that's pretty simple, too. You know, there in the spring, and we'll usually have the mayor sign the proclamation, and we usually do something with, like, the fourth graders at Schuller Elementary to plant a tree, and that takes care of that. So the toughest part really is making sure that we spend the amount of money that's needed to meet the requirement. The other three are pretty simple and fairly basic.
But for cities that don't have this, they need to kind of check that out. And, and what I heard you say, it's not that difficult, and it really improves the community.
Oh, yes, definitely. And surprisingly, there are things, little things that, you know, communities that have been called Tree City USAs, sometimes grant applications might get approved just because that might be that one little thing that pushes them over the edge compared to, say, another city that has applied for the same thing.
And I'm thinking that's partly because of the trees that have gotten planted, but it's also saying the community cares
that's
and
right.
taking care of the community. So if people have questions about Trees Forever or Tree City, how can they get a hold of you, Dolly?
Easily. Home number is 243-1144, and then feel free to call anytime. There's a recorder, so if I'm not around, just leave a message, and I'll try to get back to you as soon as I can.
Okay. Thank you very much, Dolly Bergman, for bringing us up to date on Tree City USA and Trees Forever. And remember, October 16th is a time you can come help.
Yes, thank you.
Until next time, here's a thought. He that plants trees loves others beside himself.